Nice and hot in here.
Fenton looks like he just played racquetball, dude.
Boston.
Thank you. Good night.
I
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Monster from Strange Ways and Evil Ballerina from White Dynamite. And before that, a nice set from the Pine Killers. I'm trying to, you know, keep it clean for the family, you know. So how do you guys like playing Studio D?
It's good. It's a third or fourth time coming out here. Third or fourth time.
Yeah, we played it when we first started out, and then a year later, and then another year later, right?
Yeah.
It's
fun. For that third time.
Good times, good times.
Joel's a lot of stuff's happened over since, you know, we first came here.
Yeah, guitar sound sounded great. It sounded like a stick of butter, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can I quote you on that?
Yeah.
Guitar like a stick of butter. That's awesome.
Yeah. Sweet. So, did you guys get any fights with Fear?
Oh.
No. We were
the coolest guys, man. Seriously. Yeah, I'm not even saying because they're legends. They were so cool. Mm-hmm. They like talk to us like and everything, and they actually watch us. But we'll say more. But they were real cool though.
We're called Pint Killers, and I don't drink. Mark doesn't drink. I really wanted to have a beer with Fear, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I did.
Can't do it, Captain.
I compensated.
So Dean, who's not even at the mic.
Oh, sorry about that.
Dean drank enough for both of us, yes.
I overcompensated. Fence is drinking,
you know, whiskey.
I was chatting with Lee Ving as well. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Really cool. I think they're supposed to be coming back around on tour in April. That's what they were saying, right? Dean?
I think so. Yeah. I forgot. Okay. They said they were going back to L.A. to play a festival. Nice. That's how far I took it, though.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, I think the best pits for like a band that's not in Boston is like a Fear, you know, because it's all old people forgetting that they're old.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm gonna tell you a funny story. I swear to God, this happened too, right? So after we played, I walked over and started selling merch for us, and Slapshot stuff was next to us, and there was a girl doing, after Slapshot was done, Packer comes over from Slapshot, and we're selling merch together, and this kid walks up to me. He's covered in blood from, like, his eye, all over his clothes, his whole face. He's like, let me get a large, whatever. I go, dude, you should go look in the mirror over there. He's like, why? I go, you are covered in blood. I was like, you need, like, several stitches. He was like, you think so? I go, no, trust me. And everyone around me just started dying laughing. The kid was like, what? I'm like, seriously, you need to go to the hospital. Trust me, I have stitches many a times, dude. I know. It was, like, the weirdest thing. Like, I've been around for years, and I've never seen anything. The kid was, like, acting like it didn't happen. I'm like, what world are you in, man? He was covered in blood. He looked like he got stabbed or something, you know?
But he had a smile on his face.
In the pit, obviously. I mean, yeah. It was just funny, though. He was crazy.
We should sell Pint Killer tourniquets.
Yeah.
Merch, you know?
Hey, you bleed out our show. We will help you.
Absolutely.
We'll keep you alive.
So you guys got any upcoming shows to plug? We like to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. The next show that we have coming up is November 8th at FET in Providence. We're playing with the Poor Men and Celtica Pipes. I guess Celtica Pipes, I did a little deep digging on them, and there's a few of the members are from Edinburgh or Scotland, and a few of their members are from, I think, Austria. But they
aren't those guys supposed to all hate each other?
I think so.
Sounds like Velvet Rawl or something.
Yeah. But they're supposed to have bagpipes and you know, hard rock band, you know, that goes together for the night. So that's supposed to be a good time. The show after that is Saturday, November 10th at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain.
Good place.
Yep, it's the Keith Brooks Veterans Day shows. We're actually doing two shows. The first show is Welch Boys, Pint Killers, Abductors, and Bar Fight Champs. That's the Saturday night show. The Sunday matinee show. As a hardcore show, there's probably going to be a little, a little pit going on there.
Might need some tourniquets.
Yeah, probably. We'll keep it going.
Tourniquets, yeah.
But that's with COA. That's with COA, Colin of Arabia, the Zero Hour, Cry Havoc, Neighborhood, SH. Bleep, I can't bleep, say it on the radio.
Yep. Bleep,
bleep. Forgiveness Denied and Fall Fellows. So those are the shows that we've got coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought of a band name. I can't say it on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, dude, you just made me think of something awesome. can't say it though. Why?
Well, when he comes out and he says, "Here's
the
word,
button," I'll censor you instead of censoring me.
When he comes up,
I always want to press that button.
Here are the 7 words you can't say. It really makes you want to say them, and then you think, yeah, "I can't say these words," and then I'm like,
"Don't say it."
Nope. But no.
There must be other words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flock.
Yeah. So talk about the record.
We recorded that at Galaxy Park Studios in Salem.
Richard Marr.
Yeah,
Richard
great too.
The man.
Yes, amazing studio. It's really, really, really done well up there.
He's a wizard behind the Pro Tools. Really good guy. Quick. Knows. Has a great ear.
So we recorded 12 songs with him, called it the Dirty Dozen, 12 songs, and it's been doing well.
It's everywhere online, like literally anywhere you listen to music, like ranging from, you know, iTunes, you know, Spotify, literally Pandora, anywhere. Anywhere you can find music online, you can find Painkillers, or if you come to one of our shows, we have CDs if you still have a CD player.
Yeah, if you go.
I try to give some guy a CD at that Slapshot show, and the kid goes, "What am I supposed to do with that?" I go, "Listen to it." He goes, "On what?" I go, "Well, maybe you could do, like, you know, roll your, you know, weed on it or something." He was like, "Dude, just keep it." He goes, "Well, give it to someone that has a CD player." I was like, "No one has one." I don't even have. I looked at him like, "I don't even have one either." We have CDs.
Now cassettes are coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You so that means, you know, in another 20 years, CDs, you know, will be back.
I still have my father's reel to reel in my garage.
Oh.
I'm hoping for that to come back someday too.
Man, reel to reel.
Yeah, old school.
8 tracks.
Yeah, man.
They used to do this recording on a wire, like one of the first recording like mediums. They would use a wire. And they used to use like 35mm film. They would record audio on that too. I think, you know, they would just try anything and they, is there any sound coming out? Yeah.
My favorite was the two cups and the string. That was always my favorite.
That early telephone,
Yeah, right. Great.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Actually, we need that in here for me and Joel to go,
no one knows what's
going on?
No millennial in the world.
Couple cans of Campbell's soup
and
a string. You're all set.
Or it could be Progresso, you know.
Hey,
you're gonna get longer.
Hey, Giuseppe.
We need longer rope. This is the long distance call.
I'm not brand loyal.
Well, it's
calling on the block.
You know, the low end sounds better through the Progresso.
Absolutely.
You know. You know, if you want to sound more like a radio voice, you know, you don't want to sound.
Gotcha.
With the little Campbell's ones, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends if you want to impress the person at the other end or if you want to just get rid of them.
Very true.
I would just say get away from me. I don't feel like talking to you.
He's not here. You're standing right in front of me.
I'm invisible now.
All right, yeah, so let's...
I kid.
Yeah, let's remind folks of the next show that they're going to go to see you guys.
Sure. The next show is November 8th at FET in Providence with the Poor Men and Celtica Pipes.
And that's different than, like, FET Life.
Right. Exactly.
Not going to see those people there.
I think that's F-E-T, and in Rhode Island's F-E-T-E. Yeah. I think it's French for party or something.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. F-E with the hat on it.
With
the scally cap on it.
I don't know if it's accent aigu.
The accent aigu, I believe.
Yes.
Japon,
but it's not a beret.
Petit. Yeah, and Pooh. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Midway.
The Midway is November 10th, and we're playing on the 10th, but there's a hardcore show on the 11th that I'm putting on as well. The entire weekend is in memory of Keith Brooks and the Veterans Day shows that he used to put on.
All right. Thanks a lot, Painkillers.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to care.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Mudford. We just heard Bring Me Fire from Justine and the Unclean, Borrowed Time from Duck and Cover, and Sinking Flying from Carissa Johnson. Now we're going to hear some Adam Sherman.
So free though. can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up. You feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up.
Listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Cover It Up from Lily Black. Before that, Freedom Fighter from Ruby Rose Fox and So Good from Adam Sherman. And now we're going to hear some Dirty Truckers.
Yeah.
it's important to get your kids to buckle up for. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was Where the Bodies Lay from Mellow Bravo. Before that, High and Tight from Tom Baker and the Snakes. Before that, Cannonball from Quintain Americana. And now here's some Plumeray.